News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
XL bully dogs are being banned in Ireland on a phased basis from today. Joining us to discuss this, Ian O'Doherty, columnist with the Irish Independent, and Pete Wedderburn, Bray-based vet. Pete, to you first, is this a good idea or a bad idea?
Well, I understand why the government's done it, because they'd done this in the UK and it was going to be very difficult with dogs flooding here from the UK otherwise. But it's not going to work. It's not tackling the real problem. And Ireland has a history of not implementing animal-based legislation. Only around a third of dog owners have dog licenses they're meant to have. Dogs aren't microchipped. We all know that restricted breed regulations aren't implemented. You often see restricted breeds like German Shepherds, Dobermans and so on walking around without muzzles in public. And then there's a sale and supply of pets. If you sell more than six pets a year, you're meant to be registered. Loads of people sell pets without being registered. And finally, dog breeding regulations. You know, if you have six or more dogs, you have to be registered to breed the dogs. And yet there's loads of people have three, four, five dogs that they breed, and they can be churning out puppies left, right and centre, and nobody's doing anything about it.
Okay.
So, you know, these are the issues. If you just ban this breed, all that's going to happen is, first of all, it'd be very, very, very hard to implement. And secondly, people, if they don't want one, can't get one of those dogs, they'll just move sideways and get another big status dog, a powerful muscular animal which they want to intimidate.
Ian O'Doherty, how about that? It won't work. We don't implement the existing law and people will just move sideways and get a different scary dog.
Well, that's certainly, Harry, good morning. That certainly is impossible to disagree with Pete, and who does great work, by the way, about not implementing the laws that we already have. That as pains me, though, it does to actually say it, because I'm a huge dog lover. I mean, I have two crazy dogs myself. The public have a right to be concerned about the XL bully breed on the basis that we had the fatal attack on that young lady back in June. We've seen the damage that they do in the UK. To a lesser extent, we've seen the damage that these dogs do in Ireland. We're going to see more examples of that, because the thing is, dogs do what they're bred to do. Retrievers retrieve, pointers point. With the XL bullies, which technically isn't a breed, it's a hybrid kind of thing. They're genetically designed to cause damage. And it's not the individual dog's fault, it's what they're designed to do. And the sensible part of this legislation is that it's aimed at actually breeding them out. They're not coming in from today and doing a mass roundup and slaughtering every XL bully dog that they find. But again, what I would completely agree with Pete on is that what I would like to see is an implementation of the rules. I mean, you hear about dog wardens. I mean, I'm convinced that dog wardens are like the modern Irish equivalent of a leprechaun. They're a legend that people tell each other, but nobody's ever actually seen a dog warden. I'd like to see proper punishment for people who don't obey the rules.
Okay. Let's focus though on the specifically on the XL bullies. Pete, how about that point that they're dogs that are bred for conflict almost?
Well, they're bred for many reasons, and certainly being strong and powerful and muscular is part of it. But many of them are make lovely, lovely pets. I think of a few as I'm talking to you that I know very well. And there's
Can I interject for a second?
Yeah.
Why would you want to have an XL bully as a pet? Like, they are ferocious looking dogs. They're absolutely ferocious looking.
Look, it's not for me, which will then take me to the next stage, which is part of what we should be doing, is investing, putting money into education of people so they know about how to manage these dogs. Any of the incidents that have happened involving these dogs, if you do a sort of a forensic analysis of what went wrong, a huge amount of it is down to the dog being bred badly, socialized badly, and trained badly.
I have to come in here. I mean, there have been cases, we're not going to talk about any specific case, but there have been loads of cases where these dogs were very well looked after by their owners, where they have turned on their owners. That is the reality.
I'm not sure. I think you'd need, one of the big issues is that we don't do proper analysis. We don't do proper analysis of what goes wrong. And But very often, when you look into what goes wrong, the dog was clearly badly managed and allowed to do stuff which it shouldn't be doing, and not given the right chances in life. So there's a lot to do with that. But look, it doesn't look. In any case, what I'm saying is that it's going to be very, very hard to enforce. Do you think dog wardens are going to knock on people's door and say, "Look, I think you got an XL bully through the back there"? Can you, Mr. Big Guy, with you know, who's very intimidating yourself, can you let me into your house so I can just take that dog off you and take it away?
Sorry,
do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah,
really?
You know what?
I
actually think if they're illegal, I think people ultimately won't have them. I think that actually will work. I agree with you about enforcing the law and the point, Ian O'Doherty's point about there's a problem enforcing the law. But if a dog is banned, people aren't going to be strutting around the streets with those dogs.
No, they're going to be strutting around the streets with Canny Corsos, Bull Mastiffs.
That's
a
different
list
point.
Of other dogs.
That's a different point. That's not.
No,
you
not
asked me a
point.
Question. I actually think it will work. I think we'll see the end of XL bullies.
It will reduce the incidence of XL bullies. It will. I still think it'll be very, very hard to enforce. I still think we'll have lots of them in people's backyards that are being quietly hidden. And I also think that people will just have a different breed instead. So I don't think it's going to achieve what the government wants to achieve. What they'd be better to do is to invest money into educating people, into more dog wardens, into more animal inspectors with the ISPCA and the DSPCA.
Okay.
That's where we should be going, trying to solve the answer with a simple so-called ban.
Ian O'Doherty, last word to you.
Well, look, as we've seen in England, there's a very vocal lobby of XL bully owners, and they say, and they have the same playbook of excuses all the time. It's like, you know, any dog can turn. That is very true, any dog can turn, but the thing about it is, you're more likely to die if an XL bully turns. They are bred to do damage, and I don't want to demonise dogs. I really don't want to be that guy who's giving out about dogs, but the thing is, XL bullies are designed to be dangerous. That's the unfortunate reality of the matter, and we've seen too many cases of it, and we're going to see more cases of it. And yes, I would agree with Pete. I would like to see stricter and greater enforcement of the laws that we already have. It's the great Irish thing of bringing in a new law when we already have the laws in the books that should be sufficient. But in the meantime, I would like to see gradually the XLs being bred out of existence.
Okay, we will leave it there. Ian O'Doherty and Pete Wellburn, thank you both for talking to News Talk Breakfast. A couple of texts coming in. Bite rate in golden retrievers, labradors, etc. is much higher than an XL bully. These dogs have a much higher potential to hurt someone. Every dog has potential to kill. I cannot agree with this vet more. I can't disagree with that more. I'm sorry. If a dog is going to bite me, I'd far rather it was a golden retriever or a labrador than an XL bully. I mean, it's like chalk and cheese. You can't compare the two.
Ian made a very good point. Any dog can turn. But the problem is when an XL bully turns, the damage it can do. If a Jack Russell turns, no one cares. You get a nip.
Get
do you know
nip.
What I mean? And
another,
that's the reality of it. And I love dogs myself.
By this logic, I can have a tiger as a pet as long as I sit and in an educational class and treat it well. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.